I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Human life continues to take center stage in U.S. politics. We get more from MNN's Katie Harth.
Abortion decisions in New York, Virginia, and Louisiana have been the buzz for weeks. State leaders are making end-of-life decisions, too. Bills that legalize medically assisted suicide are being considered in Maryland, New Jersey, and New Mexico. Eric Verstrait of Life Matters Worldwide tells us Christians need to pay attention.
I think it's been a real wake-up call. We can't just sit idly by. We are citizens of this country. We have to be concerned about what's going on in the legislature because, as we can see from these bills that are being passed, it is attacking life at its essence.
Learn more and find your place in the story at missionnews.org. For Mission Network News, I'm Katie Harth.
And on a recent E3 Partners trip to Africa, the E3 team shared the gospel with the translator's family. E3's Jeff Johnston says the translator's uncle Zane believed the gospel, but
he said, "I'm an old man. I'm too late. I've spent my whole life worshiping other gods, and I'm an old man now." And so he thought he couldn't become a Christian in his old age, that it was too late to make up for all of the time he'd spent worshiping other gods and all the other things he'd done in his life. So then the team shared with him the story of the sinner on the cross, becoming a Christian essentially on his deathbed, and the way Jesus said that he would be in paradise with him. They said Zane was moved by this story, just awestruck by the grace and mercy of Jesus.
Today, Zane continues to grow in his faith. There's more to this story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So you can join us here or on our social media network or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.